APJ Abdul Kalam exhorts countrymen to work collectively for achieving the second vision of a developed India, stresses on value-based polity.
After independence, India has made a significant achievement in agriculture and food production, energy, healthcare, education, and various fields of science and technology. Particularly, we have made our mark in the international arena in the fields of farmers, information technology, mass media and communication, space, defense, and nuclear science. Similar to the first vision, which created a movement to achieve freedom with unity of minds of a people and the unity of purpose in actions, we need a second vision which will integrate people from all walks of our society and towards common purpose. A greater vision will aim to alleviate the poverty, illiteracy and unemployment. When the minds of the people of our country are unified and fused towards this vision, the dormant potential will manifest as a mammoth power, leading to a happy and prosperous life of a billion people. I would like to reiterate that Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of India. It is not an international issue. India is ready for bilateral dialogue once the cross-border terrorism is brought to a complete end. Normal election process is on in Jammu and Kashmir. It is essential to ensure its successful completion and dawn of peace in Jammu and Kashmir. We also have to find a permanent solution to combat terrorism. Let us now look at a long-term problem. It is paradoxical to see floods in one part of our country while some other parts face a drought. This drought flood phenomena is a recurring feature. The need of the hour is to have a water mission which will enable availability of water to the fields, villages, towns and industries throughout the year, even while maintaining the environment purity. I felt confident that all of us can be elevated to the level of noble minds if we just decide to understand others and to practice tolerance. I realized that Gujarat has given the noble leader Mahatma Gandhi, unifier of the nation, Vallabhai Patel, and the great visionary in science and technology Vikram Sarabhai, and many more. Time has come for every one of us to put the thoughts of these great souls into action for nation's welfare. It is now time we create more role models from the present. I suggest that the members of our parliament and the legislatures can shape the future of our children by becoming the good role models. Parliament and legislatures have a crucial role in giving the vision of the developed India and the value-based polity. Our children should see the members of the parliament debating the vision of developed India, providing action plans and putting forth the great thoughts and challenges to them.